Please, how you doing?
My girlfriend's mother.
Yeah, what about her?
She seems to want to sleep with me.
She does?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be surprised. I get as many calls likening me to Kevin Sorbo as I do guys' girlfriends' mothers wanting to sleep with him.
I don't know what the deal is.
It's a common thing, sir. It's a common thing. How old's the girlfriend?
The girlfriend, she's 23.
How old's Mumsy?
Mumsy is 40. Just turned 40.
And where's her dad?
She's divorced.
And how do you know the mom wants to cut a slice?
Well, just little, sexual innuendos, so to speak. Like, at the dinner table, she'll, play footsies and, she's actually come out and said it to me a few times in the living room when we're, you know, by ourselves or whatever.
Well, here's the deal. How does she look? She looks pretty good?
She looks pretty good, Grease. It's getting to the point to where I don't want to be in the same room with her because I'm afraid I might take her up on the offer.
Well, here's the deal. Do you think this girlfriend is a girl you're going to marry and live with the rest of your life that's going to be the mother of your children and your be-all and end-all? Do you think this is the girl for whom you will forsake all others and marry and walk down the aisle? Do you think that this is the girl that before God and country, before the state of Maryland and all that is holy in this world, that you'll be keeping to your heart and your one and only?
Well, I really don't know that right now. I mean, I've only been dating this girl about 4 months now.
Oh, good. Well, then nail mom.
Nail mom, huh?
Yeah.
That's your advice to me.
That's it. You may never get a chance like this again.
That's true. I've thought about this.
Think about it. Think about the life you're going to lead. You're going to say, sweetheart, your mom's feeling a little headachey. I'm going to drive her to the store to get some aspirin. On the way there, you get a schnile in there.
That sounds good to me.
Sweetheart, I'm going by your mother's house. She's having trouble with her gutters. I'm going to climb up on the roof and help her out. I'll be back in an hour. You'll come back. The gutters and the pipes cleaned. I mean, you wouldn't believe the amount of people that call me up and say, Grease, my girlfriend's mom. I'm telling you, it's endemic in our society. And like the Ebola virus, this time of year, people get a little frisky.